From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Friday, one and all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Free Ticket Friday here across the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got the last opportunity this Friday for you to win four tickets on Civic Media's club level to the Brewers versus the San Francisco Giants game on Saturday, August 23rd. That start time is 6:10 p.m., so you're not going to want to go anywhere. I'm going to be dropping the word to win on this Free Ticket Friday in this block. So don't go anywhere. Stick around with us, 855-752-4842. You're going to want to text the word to win in via the Civic Media app. You can get that for free wherever you get your apps for. Just search for Civic Media, download that app, and then text in the word to win for you to be entered to win those four tickets to the Brewers versus the Giants. Again, that game, August 23rd at 6:10. Here's the added bonus. There is a gift giveaway that afternoon, and it is a Bob Uecker golf umbrella. Who doesn't want one of those, especially given the miracle that's going on in Milwaukee with our Brewers this season? Absolutely incredible. They'll be throwing a first pitch out in tonight's game at about 5:40 p.m. They're in Cincinnati this evening playing the Reds. So I'll be watching as soon as I get off the air with each and every one of you. We got a packed show today. Tons going on in the news. So let's jump right in. The rule of five deadline is today for the Trump administration to turn over the Epstein files to the Senate committee that has oversight responsibility. Have you never heard of the rule of five? Well, I hadn't either. Let me tell you what it is. Senate Democrats on July 30th invoked this little-known law that directs executive agencies to turn over information to congressional oversight committees. The interesting part here is that this law, again, known as the Rule of Five, but it's technically Section 2954, allows just five members on the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs to submit an information request on matters within its jurisdiction to any federal agency. This was enacted in 1928, and it's pretty obscure, but the interesting part here, the reason it's called the Rule of Five, is that those five members can be the minority. In other words, in these times, the Democrats on that Senate Committee on Homeland Security, and indeed, that is the law that was invoked back on July 30th. This rule or this law has rarely been used. It was used once in 2017 and in 2001. This particular request, as described by Chuck Schumer, says the request covers, quote, all documents, files, evidence, or other materials in the possession of the Department of Justice or the FBI related to the case of U.S. v. Jeffrey Epstein. And that request specified that any information turned over to the committee should, quote, ensure the private information of any victims is protected. So watch this space. Chuck Schumer posting about it on X today saying, if the DOJ and the FBI do not comply, they will pursue litigation. This particular provision of federal law, to the best of my knowledge, and I did some research today, has never been litigated. So again, you think that transparency is important when it comes to the sex trafficking of minors? And what the heck is going on with Ghislaine Maxwell's transfer to a minimum security prison in Texas when sex traffickers of minors should never be held in minimum security prisons? Watch this space. There may be some litigation firing off in days, potentially even early next week. We'll keep you posted on that. A ton of news going on in the ongoing showdown, I don't know what to call it, related to Donald Trump's seizure of control of the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Force. Last night, late, Attorney General Pam Bondi issued the formal directive placing the Metropolitan Police under federal control. This was the formalization of what Trump had announced earlier this week. That declaration also established Terry Cole, who is the administrator of the Drug Enforcement Agency, as the emergency police commissioner and purportedly gave him full control of the police department. Purportedly, more on that in just a minute. That directive from Pam Bondi issued late last night also said that Metropolitan Police Department leaders, quote, must receive approval from Commissioner Cole before issuing any directives. It also mandated that MPD abandon a directive its chief of police had issued earlier yesterday, limiting the information that officers could provide to federal immigration officials. Moreover, that directive revoked immigration protections that the Washington, D.C. City Council had adopted into law. Again, more on this in just a minute. Finally, the directive last night from Attorney General Bondi specified that the department is to fully enforce a section of the city code that makes it a misdemeanor to continue, quote, obstructive demonstration in public areas after being ordered by officers to disperse. I'm totally comfortable that the Trump administration won't abuse that order at all. I'm sure that they will exercise due restraint in acknowledgement of the deep and reverential respect we have as Americans for our First Amendment rights to protest our government. I'm sure nothing bad will happen as to that directive from the Attorney General late last night. On all of this, I know I've talked to you folks about the fact that we've got Rick Schlesinger, the CEO of the Brewers, coming onto this program next Wednesday, August 20th at 5:30, and I asked you to mark your calendars for that. You should also mark your calendars for a critically important interview of current D.C. Metropolitan Police Department officer Daniel Hodges. He is a January 6th hero. He was attacked that day by the insurrectionists riled up and directed by Donald Trump. He's going to be speaking with us next Thursday, August 21st at 5 p.m., so put that on your calendars as well. Now, returning to today's breaking news, so we've got this order from Attorney General Bondi late last evening. And after that order was given, even later yesterday, the Attorney General for the District of Columbia, a guy by the name of Brian Schwalb, he wrote a letter to the chief of police specifically concluding that Donald Trump's takeover of D.C. Metropolitan Police Department is illegal and advising the chief of police that she should not cooperate in that takeover. In relevant part, here's a quote from that letter. Again, this issued very late last night by the Attorney General of Washington, D.C. It's addressed to the chief of police of the District of Columbia's Metropolitan Police Department. Quote, it is my opinion that the Bondi order is unlawful and that you are not legally obligated to follow it. Wow. And this, quote, regardless of the Bondi order, no official other than you, you being the chief of DC's police, regardless of the Bondi order, no official other than you may exercise all the powers and duties of the chief of police or issue any executive orders, general orders, or other written directives that apply to members of the MPD. Again, we'll have MPD Officer Dan Hodges with us next Thursday. Put that on your calendars. We'll talk to him what it's like to work in a police department where you're potentially being given illegal orders on a daily basis. Pretty astounding. Then this morning, that same District of Columbia Attorney General filed a lawsuit in federal court in Washington, D.C., challenging Pam Bondi's directive. A hearing on that order went on today. It began at 1 p.m. local time here in Milwaukee before District Court Judge Anna Reyes. Again, this is the suit brought by D.C.'s Attorney General. It alleged that the Trump administration's move to federalize the MPD was, quote, a brazen usurpation of the district's authority, and it exceeded the president's authority and is void. We're going to link the complaint for that lawsuit in our show notes today. You can find those at civicmedia.us/shows. Just look for today's episode, and we'll have the link to the complaint in today's show notes, as well as the brief filed by DC's Attorney General in support of their motion for a temporary restraining order. We've got additional breaking news. I'm going to fill in and share with you some of how that hearing went on today. But here, this is some very, very recent breaking news. Thank you to my senior producer, Jamie Martinson, for helping me keep you up to date. Mitchell Reich, a lawyer representing the District of Columbia, said the parties were focusing on rewriting Section 1 of Attorney General Pam Bondi's order, which put Terry Cole in charge of the MPD. Again, he's the administrator of the DEA currently. Those changes would include refining Cole's role to keep the power to make changes to police policy with the mayor's office. Judge Reyes said that if the parties cannot come to agreement in very short order, she is going to rule today. Incredibly important. Mayor Bowser, again, the mayor of Washington, D.C., and Brian Schwab, the attorney general, D.C., are outside of the courthouse celebrating the outcome, talking to reporters, quote, my expectation is the key issue with respect to control and command of our MPD has been resolved today, and that it is clear as a matter of law that MPD is under the control of the chief of police appointed by the mayor. And quote, that is from DC's Attorney General Brian Schwab. Wow. Other language today from Judge Reyes in that hearing included this. It is antithetical. Excuse me. She said this. I agree with you that they, meaning the Trump administration, are not allowed to take over the police force. And she went on and said this, addressing a lawyer for the Department of Justice. If I gave Mr. Roth, the Trump administration's lawyer, if I gave him truth serum, he'd probably agree, end quote. I've never heard anything like it from a federal district court judge, saying that if she gave one of the lawyers truth serum, that lawyer would actually agree with what the opposing party's counsel said. This was an incredible, incredible day of legal developments. Again, this is quite extraordinary. Notably, Judge Reyes focused the hearing on the temporary restraining order today, not on whether or not there is a crime emergency in Washington, D.C. She focused only on whether or not the Trump action was legal as a matter of U.S. and D.C. statutory interpretation, and indicated she thought it was not. We're going to keep you posted as that news develops. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.